Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 25. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and with the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you, my brothers. What I mean is that each one of you says, I follow Paul, or I follow Apollos, or I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one may say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the house of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God stronger than men. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Michael Boyd, Concordia Lutheran Church, Louisville, Kentucky.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. It is a part of the greeting and preamble of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, which points to the parousia called the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 7 and the day of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 8. On the last day, Jesus will consummate the work of salvation he accomplished on Calvary. Christ's coming is a preaching of the law and of God's wrath to some. For Christians, however, the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ is gospel and a source of hope. The phrase, the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, can be traced back to the Old Testament term, the day of the Lord. The good news of the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ is also brought out by the word grace in verse 3. The fullness of the grace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, which Paul pronounces on the Corinthians, is embodied in the cross of Jesus. The grace of God is not merely divine kindliness or charm. It is not so much a part of God's disposition as it is his direct action intervening for us with the Son of God on the cross. God's grace is given to us individually in holy baptism. However, the grace of God also includes gifts such as the abilities mentioned in verse 5, in all speech and all knowledge. Paul says in verse 4, "The grace of God was given you in Christ Jesus." The phrase "in Christ Jesus" denotes a state of being. It has an underlying spatial concept. In holy baptism, believers are moved from the sphere of the first Adam, which is sin and death, into the sphere of the second Adam, which is righteousness and life. In the Holy Communion, we are moved from our sinful state of separation from God to being forgiven and joined to God in the body and blood of Christ. And the use of the passive voice in the verb forms in verses 4 through 6 emphasizes the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus. Paul does not want God's people to think about or to focus on themselves or their own efforts. His intention is not that the Corinthians compare themselves with any other community. He wants them to thank the giver of all good gifts. Peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ describes our state of being and our attitude as we wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. This peace is given through God's means of grace, His word and sacraments, the liturgy of the church. The peace the church offers has its origin in God. It is God. It comes as a gift from God to people. It comes when God gives Jesus to us, and this gift of Christ's holiness will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Guiltless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ at His revealing. This is a strong gospel affirmation. We can anticipate standing guiltless, spotless, and irreproachable before God because of the saving work of Jesus Christ, His suffering, death, and resurrection. No accusation will be brought against us at the last judgment. God does not blind Himself to our sins. He is fully conscious of them. For that reason, Jesus suffered and died and bore the wrath of God for our sins. But now through Jesus, God has declared us blameless. And so in some wonderful and mysterious way that we will never fully understand, we are guiltless in God's eyes. Our blamelessness will become manifest to us only in the judgment through the verdict of the judge. It is not something we experience and contemplate in the present. We live by faith now. God has made us His children, made us into His people for His purposes. God bless you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Michael Boyd for today's meditation on God's Word.